Welcome to the first episode of Their Stories, where we dive deep into history and remember the people, places, and events throughout our history. I'd like to begin with a story. A very long 36-year-old story. The reign of King Henry VIII. What happened? And what did he do as king? You might be surprised that he is significantly only remembered for two things: establishing the Church of England and his six wives. Yes, I said six. How did they impact Henry's life? Why are they so important to his story? When researching, I saw that his wives impacted his life significantly, and how they impacted his decisions as a leader. For example, they affected the Church of England, his limited successors, his executions, and what he did during them. This podcast will talk about each of his wives, Henry's wars, children, and the church. A detail that surprised me in the story of Henry was how he was a famous, charming, and popular prince and king. Additionally, I was surprised by a theory on how he became the rude, arrogant man he evolved into. Once I looked into his story, things began to add up. Instead of the dark and stormy night, it was a sunny day, with the marriage of Catherine of Aragon and Prince Arthur. Henry was a young, popular, and charming spare. He was intelligent, and people came to educate him. Catherine of Aragon was a part of Spain, and to keep an alliance with Spain, they married. Sadly, Prince Arthur died, so King Henry VIII became heir to the throne. In the Bible, it's said that a man can marry his brother's widow, but with permission from the Pope, they were allowed. Catherine of Aragon was the first wife to Henry VIII and were married for 24 years. During this time, Henry began wars with France, made bills, and had four children, that all were miscarriages. His first child was a girl, Mary I. Catherine failed to give Henry an heir and blamed Catherine for it, so his eyes began to linger to Anne Boleyn, who grew up in the French court and wanted to be queen and not a mistress, ignoring Henry's gifts, affections, and poems until she became queen. Henry said to Anne, "If you give me a son, I'll make you a queen." But she agreed. Henry talked to the Pope about a divorce. He said no. So King Henry said, "I'm king. I can do whatever I want." So he established the Church of England and got into a jousting accident, which could have given him brain damage that causes his actions throughout his life. After that, he established the Church of England, which was separate from the Roman Catholic Church. He beheaded others for treason and became a fluffier, meaning fat, arrogant man. Then, Anne began having miscarriages, and Anne began losing her grasp over Henry. Then Anne had a child, and it was a girl, Queen Elizabeth I. King Henry yelled, "Off with her head." Anne Boleyn was accused of adultery and was executed May 19, 1536. And a day later, Henry married Jane Seymour, who was another woman Henry was eyeing. She gave birth to a son, Edward VI. Unfortunately, Jane Seymour died after that birth. But now Henry had a son and went into mourning, as Jane was said to be his favorite wife, most likely as she didn't live long enough to irritate him. There had been theories and speculation as to why Henry VIII had so many miscarriages with his wives later on. And even up until now, this could have been a medical condition that worsened in his older age. While Henry was mourning, he had to choose his fourth wife in a similar online dating experience. He was shown the picture of a German duke's daughter, Anna of Cleves. She was beautiful, and that was all that Henry cared about. She arrived in England, where Henry decided to dress like someone from English tales. But since Anna didn't know any of those tales, she only saw a gross 24 years her senior man and yelled at him. He was so offended that he said she was the ugliest woman he had ever seen, and even once called her a horse, saying that she didn't look like her picture, and tricked him. They got divorced, and since Anna had gained so much money from the divorce settlements, she had her own palace in Richmond with more money she could spend in a lifetime. Anna of Cleves was the longest living wife. His fifth wife was 17-year-old Catherine Howard, who probably didn't like the 47-year-old King Henry at the time. She was caught having many affairs with men and was also executed. Sadly, she had the roughest history as she was executed at 19. Instead of a swift sword to the neck like Anne, she got a brutal axe. Lastly, Catherine Parr, the wife who actually had a decent marriage with Henry. She took care of him and was the only survivor. She had a woman to paint her portrait and encouraged female education. But sadly, she died with birth complications just like Jane. Edward VI was on the throne at 9 and died at 15. Mary was the famous Queen Mary. But when Elizabeth was first crowned queen, she made England the great country that it is today. But since Edward never had a children under the Tudor name, Mary's son, James Stuart, sat on the throne. So, what's the point of King Henry in history? He was remembered for his wives and for establishing the Church of England. And because of his wives, he had famous children that established England to the great country that it is today. I want to shed light on the history of memorable stories and episodes to come, and to jump back in time to find the people that shaped the world today. The big question is, why is history a valuable part of our society, and how can we benefit from it? History is very educational. We can learn a lot from it. It's so we know about our past and how we can learn from it, even today. How we can discover more about our ancestors and what they lived through and what they lived like. How we can research and discover new stories and moments in history, even the forgotten ones. We can see that we can look back on great people in history, what they did and how their lives went down in the history books, and why we talk about them today. His story is an educational, fun, impactful story that is still remembered today, and as we look back on others. So much of his life is glossed over or covered up, so we must do our research to keep people in history alive, so we can learn more. He may have not have been the greatest person, but the people in his life were, and they would be forgotten without our research. What other historic figures and events occurred throughout this time period? What other periods in history? What stakeholders can we find in not only Henry's life, but in everybody else's? Who else could we discover through our books and media? I want people to dive into history, to explore and discover new elements and moments in history, to look back on the forgotten stories and to rediscover the new ones. Who knows what you could find with a little bit of journey, a touch of history, and a splash of intrigue. Thank you for joining today's episode. I will always find more historic figures throughout human history. And who should I tell the story of next?